Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
.301-230-0980 is the number here on the Chris Russell Show. Linnell Willingham sitting in for the Rooster. Our pal is in Barcelona. He'll be making his way to Madrid to watch the Burgundy and Gold play the first ever NFL game in Madrid coming up on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. One thing that we do know about Sunday's game against Miami in Madrid, the team will not have the services of defensive tackle Deron Payne, who decided to be a total selfish maniac on Sunday, punching Amon-Ra St. Brown in the face, getting ejected early in that game, and then you're now not going to have him at all for Sunday's contest against the Miami Dolphins. Is this issue that we're seeing, or that we saw on Sunday, those two incidents, do you think those are individual, isolated incidents, or are you at all beginning to question the leadership over in Washington? Because my whole thing is this. You're either coaching it or you're allowing it. I've said it 35 times, I think, throughout the show. I played at every level of football but the NFL. Right? Division III college, high school, middle school, Pop Warner, flag. Never in my wildest dreams have I thought about touching an official. And as a defensive lineman standing 6'5", 326 pounds, for you to want to pick on a official, not even saying that Kinlaw was picking on the official. I'm going to walk that back because that's not telling the story in earnest, right? But to not have the wherewithal to understand, I don't care how angry you are, to not have the wherewithal to know that, hey, this is probably crossing the line. To not get that, to me, it's totally tone deaf. And here's the thing. It's not like he got punched in the face. Deron got punched in the face. So what is Kinlaw touching an official for? What is Kinlaw upset about? I'd be upset too, Javon Kinlaw. I get it. I'd be upset too if Tate Ratledge was consistently driving me 3 and 4 yards off the football. A rookie. I'd be upset, too, if Graham Glasgow routinely teabagged me throughout the football game. I'd be upset, too. Coyote Owusika, I'd be upset, too, if he was pushing my ass 3 and 4 yards off the ball. This is my thing. It looks so soft when we're getting literally manhandled up front. Manhandled. Yet y'all want to fight after the whistle, clapping people's faces and cosplay some tough guy. I don't have cut cards for it. Are they two separate isolated incidents centered around frustration? Or do you think this is something that is being tolerated over in Ashburn? 301-230-0980 is the number. Jeff is in Hagerstown. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Linnell. I mean, it's definitely an overtone of a culture that this kind of behavior is being allowed, especially by a captain, especially in that situation. I mean, hell, you and I both know if we act like that, my dad would have been down on the field.
Yeah, man,
Dan Quinn would have been out
there. Hey, Jeff, you done hit it right on the head, man. My uncle came to every last one of my games. If I would have acted a fool like that, he would have took my jersey off. He would have said, go sit in the car.
I don't care. And I don't care. And I'm not saying white, black, purple, yellow. I don't care what color. I don't care what culture. I don't care. A product of your raising, however you want to label it. It's uncalled for, and that's a product of coaching leadership on down, and they need to get control of it. Not only Dan Quinn and his staff, but across the board, because the whole product is somewhat riddled with this kind of mess. And they better watch it. I'm not saying I won't watch it. It's like crack cocaine. Of course, we're all going to suck it up. But it does get a little childish after a while.
It's frustrating. It's the best way that I could put it. Jeff, I appreciate you. We're going to move on. And hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, here in this 2 o'clock hour. Our pal Scott Jackson also going to stop by the program. Tom is in Columbia wanting to check in. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks. I think it's highly indicative of the team and the culture at hand. And I think that a good indicator of that is when you see that crybaby mentality continue into the locker room where they – continue to state their case of what happened or what was missed.
Totally being tone deaf, right?
Yeah. And then I think you compare it in contrast to the championship teams of the past where you had high-level leadership within the ranks, meeting teams of like Doc Walker's time and, you know, World Grant and Dave Butts and Charles Mann. I'm sure at times they had to be the ones that had to rein in Dexter Manley, for example. So I think it's indicative of a poor culture. I think it's indicative of a loose ship where you get an overly player-friendly coach. There's a time for that coach to grab that face mask. Maybe they don't do it on the sideline anymore, but you do it behind the scenes. And I highly believe that there's a time to call these guys out. And I think that one caller was getting his panties in a knot about that whole concept of, you know, you can correct the behavior and not necessarily the attack the person, but there's a time or two where you gotta scrape that away and you call that person right to their face what their behavior was and challenge them. Is this who you are? And I think composure is the biggest word. They preach that in wrestling all the time, composure. And I think that's what's obviously lacking with this team is lack of composure, lack of accountability. And you couple that together and you're going to try to sell me change in team culture, not seeing it.
You couple that together, you end up with a 3-7 record. I appreciate the call. We're going to let you hear from Dan Quinn, Frankie Louvu, and Bobby Wagner coming up here momentarily as those cats gave some thoughts on the defensive coordinator switch here in the nation's capital. We'll chew on that big-time move made by DQ as well. Jason is in Laurel. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, Linnell. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Love the take. So I agree with you 1,000%. It's a terrible look, especially when he had the C on his chest. I don't think it's a reflection necessarily on this coaching staff because I don't think he's their guy. And let me drop a bombshell for you. I think we're going to see more of this in the next couple games because the brotherhood and all that stuff, I'm all for that. But that's over because the season's over. All these guys care about right now is putting good tape on for them individually because they all want jobs next year. And that's what – and we got a lot of guys that aren't going to be here. So you're going to see a lot of showboating and single out because, you know, they want jobs. And I get that. But it's a terrible look. And I actually think what Kinlaw did is worse than what Payne did because at least Payne was responding to something that happened to him. It didn't happen to Kinlaw. And you don't put your hands on a ref. He didn't get flagged because maybe with the refs, maybe Kinlaw has more respect than Payne. But, you know, Payne –
he got flagged. He got flagged. They didn't eject him. But that's my problem.
They didn't eject him.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I appreciate the call. And I'm reading tweets. People are on social media. This is where I get frustrated. People. And this is the youngest in charge coming to you with this. It's not about the fact that he got hit first. You simply don't retaliate. That's it. That is the end of the discussion. It does not go further than that. You simply do not put your hands on someone on a football field. This is not the streets. This ain't even the locker room. This ain't even after the game. This is during the game. And it's frustrating because Deron Payne has been here before. This isn't the first time something like this is happening. It's not. At what point are you going to change and be who we're paying you to be? Both of them. I'm not a guy to look at Pro Football Focus as gospel, right? I'm not that guy. But damn it, the player grades of Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw speak for themselves. They're average. You can't be average acting this way. You just can't. Deron Payne was once upon a time thought as a top 10 player at his position. Nobody believes that anymore. Javon Kinlaw was drafted into this league to be a certified game wrecker. He's not that. Not anywhere close to that. Deron Payne's got 2 sacks on the year. 2. 17 pressures. Yet, I'm supposed to give him the benefit of the doubt? That'll bump y'all heads, man. Pat is in D.C. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What you got?
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Yeah, I 100% agree with what you're saying, man. And I think that the coaching staff needs to be a little bit like how you are and think the way that you're thinking and stop looking at these players as some great elite players, man. They're not elite. They're barely good, man, you know. And for you to just hit somebody back for a little petty swing that he did, it wasn't even a real hit that he did.
And he tried to kill his ass.
You know what I mean, man? It's like, did you get hit in your eye? Did you get blood come out of your face or anything like that? No.
That's that pride hurt. That's all.
You to be exactly, man. And you know what I'm saying? You're a defender. He's an offensive player. So at some point of the game, you can get back at him, blindside hit him or something like that, man. Like, I would even accept that than to retaliate and hit the man in his face, man. Come on now. Like, and Kinlaw, you're supposed to be one of those guys that we brought here as a leader as well. As supposed to be one of those guys that we're looking at as great. And you're just not that, man. So I agree with what you're saying. We need to take a look at ourselves. The coaches need to take a step back and take a look at these players and really figure out who we are as a team. You know, who are we? You know, who are we? We can't keep looking at these guys like, you know, we can't look at these guys like we got Aaron Donald and all these. We don't have that.
Ain't nowhere near close. Sherlock is in D.C. Going to get to him before we let you hear from Dan Quinn. What's going on, Sherlock?
How you doing today, man?
I'm good. I'm actually tremendous, despite how I sound. I know I may sound angry.
Yeah. You sound like you're really upset about Deron Payne.
But
you know, let me say this: I got an opposite opinion about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I was on the radio the other day, and I was telling the guy when this season's over with, I believe the season's over with. If this season's over with, when it's over, I clean house. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna say this here. I thought in my mind. I say, well, who was the people that I would keep? I'm telling you, it was three of them. It was JD. JD. He been in there fumbling balls. He get the pass. You know, he a quarterback. He a good quarterback. He a rookie. And he a rookie. When he learn more, he'll be better and build his body up. But I'm telling you something. But Deron Payne. But before I get to Deron Payne, I'm gonna go to McLaren. McLaren was the next one. Now him, to me, he ran stunts about his money. See, he's talking about the team, but see, he ain't being no team. To me, that was all about his money, and then he didn't show up for work. You know what I'm saying?
Point blank.
Then let's get to Payne. Man, look here, ain't nobody gonna tell me. I don't care. I'm one of them too. Payne had been, to me, he's a good player. He's been consistent. I know he old. You know what I'm saying? But, and I'm going to say something else about him throwing blows on the field. See, you got two different type of people. I come out the hood, right? Now, if a person hit me, I'm going to hit him back. I know you can't do that out on the field.
It's the field. But, you know, that's the end of the convo, man. I appreciate you because we got to hit the break. That's the end of the convo. I know what some people were raised to do. I know what I was even raised to do, but I'm not going to do it on the field because my emotion is not bigger than the common goal we have here to beat the Detroit Lions. I'm off of this topic. I do want to move on. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday and gave some big-time information about what is going to be happening with the defensive play calling moving forward. I want to let you hear from him. And then we had some player reaction on this as well. Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner speaking earlier this afternoon. We'll let you hear from those guys coming up on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right? And right now that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right. And that's exactly what we intend to do.
It's the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, addressing the media on Monday and giving us the news that to some folks feels long overdue. The Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, taking over the play calling duties from defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. And listen, like, I've really been on the same page with this the entirety of the season. The Commanders' defense, there's so many fundamental flaws with this group that, like, I don't know if Dan Quinn taking over. First of all, I know. I'll be honest. I know that Dan Quinn taking over play calling does absolutely nothing. It does absolutely nothing. If I'm being honest, they are historically bad right now defensively. The Commanders are allowing 0.13 expected points added per play. That makes them the ninth worst defense since 2002. It is just so hard to imagine how far this defense has fallen from last year. On Sunday against the Lions, they allowed 6.8 yards per carry. That's the fifth most allowed in the game since 2016. It's stunning what we're seeing right now on that side of the football. And as I've continued to say, I really highly doubt that it is some sort of schematic play calling issue. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, if you're Joe Witt. What the hell are they supposed to call? They can't execute the simplest of zone coverages. They don't get after the quarterback. They don't tackle. They don't fly to the football. 11 hats aren't pursuing every defensive snap. There are fundamental issues that exist to where, if I'm Dan Quinn, to me what this feels like, and I hate doing this, this feels like Dan Quinn succumbing to public pressure. Because all you continue to hear about is, oh, it's the defensive coordinator. Oh, it's the defensive coordinator. Oh, it's the defensive coordinator. Newsflash, it's not. You don't have talent. Point blank, your talent on the defensive side of the football is not good enough. That's not a Dan Quinn problem. That's not a Joe Witt problem. That is a Adam Peters problem. Let's be real here about it. They are god-awful right now defensively. You are giving up the third most yards per game in the NFL. In terms of yards per play, you're giving up the most yards per play in the entire National Football League. From a points per game standpoint, you're giving up the fourth most points. Every metric that you look at, this defense is sorry. It just is. It just is. We all know it. We all know it. There's no play caller, there's no one man that can fix the problems that the Commanders have on defense. And if I'm being frank about it, all this move does, in my opinion, is put more pressure on Dan Quinn. That's all the move does, in my opinion, is put more pressure on Dan Quinn. He's got, what do we got left? 9 weeks? 8 weeks? 7 weeks? Yeah, 8 weeks left in the season. You're 3-7. There is nothing that this defense can do between now and week 18 for us to change our opinion of them. No one's walking through the door. And I get it. You're beat up. You're battered by injury. I totally understand all of that. I totally understand all of that. But it doesn't excuse some of the stuff that we see. We got too many guys out there playing hero ball on defense. Hey, Matt, you played at a bunch of different levels too, man. I had an old ball coach, and the adage was, the play doesn't care who makes it at all. Football, especially defensive football, is so unique. It's about doing your 1/11th. If everyone does their job on every single play, you make stops. It's so amazing to me, after being an all-pro last year, Frankie Louvu has taken a nosedive. Terrible. Never in the right gap, overrunning plays, missing tackles. It's super frustrating. It's super frustrating. Defensively, we can't. Our biggest problem on defense, and I've said this, and I'll scream it till I'm blue in the face. Our biggest problem that we have on defense is we can't consistently impact the other team's quarterback. We can't rush the passer. Hey, Mac, I know it's something you can't relate to. That's literally all your team has.
I mean, Sure, we haven't been doing it well.
At least you got the personnel to do it. We don't even have the talent to do it.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the Commanders' defense. It starts and finishes there. If you look at Dan Quinn defenses throughout the course of his career, when he has had success, most recently in Dallas, you had Micah Parsons. You had a game wrecker up front. I think it goes so much, it goes so way, way beyond the surface of what it is. It goes way beyond the surface of what it is. This is now going to be your third offseason here in town, Adam Peters. Have they really given an honest effort to try and upgrade the front seven? I don't think they have. I don't. They need a blue chipper. You only got four on the whole team. Jaden Daniels, Laramie Tunsil, Terry McLaurin, and maybe Sam Cosmi. You have four blue chip players on your team. Three of them are on offense. All of them are actually, I just named her on offense. You have zero blue chippers on that side of the football. That's why the defense stinks. Point blank. You don't get pressure, so people go, well, Linnell, why don't they blitz more? If they're not getting pressure, Linnell, why don't they blitz? Well, do you see them when they blitz? Do y'all watch the games the way that I do? First of all, they're blitzing at the 12th highest rate in football. When they do blitz, they don't know how to blitz. Hey, Mac, I almost wanted to literally tear things apart in the studio. We got Jordan McGee coming on a blitz. And I don't know if the folks watched Jahmyr Gibbs last week at Pass Pro versus Eric Wilson. Literally put him over his lap and spanked his ass. Duck contact. He didn't want it. Jordan McGee while blitzing. Oh, is this Adam Peters? Oh, it says A. Bat Peter. I thought it said Adam Peters. About to say, what up, AP? But no, Jordan McGee, A-Mac, instead of running through Jahmyr Gibbs, tries to run around Jahmyr Gibbs. You can't talk about and holler anybody, anywhere, anytime, and that is what you're putting on tape. You can't, you know, preach the message of arriving violently if that's what you're putting on tape. It's simply not good enough. Mike Sabres still blitzing out of the slot. Tried to run around the guy. See, it made me so upset. What's the quickest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line. And I got a linebacker. Instead of him putting a crown of his helmet under his damn chin strap and make him reconsider his occupation, he runs around and he tap dances around him. We're a passive-ass defense. That's the problem. We just are. But Dan Quinn taking over the play-calling duties, I feel like it is Dan Quinn succumbing to the pressure of the public. Because honestly, think about the way the narrative shifts. Will it? And I guess we'll ask you guys that at 301-230-0980. Does the narrative shift? Dan Quinn is taking over the defensive play calling. We've got seven more games left to go. Right? You've got 17 more games left. Seven more games, rather, left to go. Broncos, Dolphins, Vikings, Giants, Eagles twice, Cowboys. Seven games left. If this defense shows zero improvement over the final 7 weeks of the season, you know what you all are going to start screaming? Well, it's Dan Quinn. See, we're just looking for somebody to blame, I feel like. When in reality, the people to blame are the guys that are wearing the helmets. The people to blame are the guys that are playing in between the white lines. Because my thing is this, if they show no improvement down the stretch, would your confidence in Dan Quinn at all waver? 301-230-0980 is the number. He is taking over the defensive play calling for the final 7 weeks of the season. I want you to line up on the phones with this. If this defense shows no improvement, a newsflash, that's probably the most likely scenario. If this defense shows no improvement down the stretch, would your confidence in the head coach, Dan Quinn, would it waver at all? 301-230-0980. I'll give you my answer to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
301-230-0980 is the number. Big time news coming out of Ashburn before the team left for Madrid. Dan Quinn announcing that he was going to take over the play calling duties defensively from Joe Witt Jr. Keeping Joe Witt Jr. on the staff, it's actually crazy. Yeah, I give Chris Russell a lot of crap. Chris Russell is one of the smartest football minds. And I mean this in all sincerity, one of the smarter football minds I've ever come across. Me and him, this was Thursday. Hey, Mac, I think you were still here. This is probably like 4:45. I walked out and said, I totally expect Joe Witt Jr. to be back next year, just not as a defensive coordinator. Because I think he is a good coach. I think he understands football. I think he can get guys to play for him like he did last year. I just think maybe in his second year as a first-time play caller, there are some issues that he's come across. And maybe, just maybe, they need a new guy pressing the buttons. Okay, I can give you that. But as I've continued to contest, look, you can have Dick LeBeau come call the plays. Right? You can have Rex Ryan come call the plays. You can get Aaron Glenn to come call the plays. Greg Williams to come call the plays. Name your, you know, legendary defensive coordinator, they wouldn't do a better job than what Joe Witt did. It's impossible. The talent is simply not there. It's not. So I am a little bit disappointed in the change. One, it took you 10 weeks. And then two, you made a change to me based off of public perception. I think this change came based off of public perception. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Like I said, when we opened up this conversation, I think we're going to yield the exact same results. Because the personnel's not changing. That's more of my issue. I don't understand how we can watch the same thing over and over and over and over and over again for 10 consecutive weeks. And there'd be not one personnel change. I don't get it. I don't get it. But the bottom line is this. For the next seven games, Dan Quinn is going to be the defensive play caller. Will there be changes? Probably not. But I want to ask you this. If this defense shows zero improvement down the stretch, final 7 weeks, would your confidence in Dan Quinn at all waver? 301-230-0980 is the number. I'll answer that question, but first I want to let you hear from Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner. They spoke earlier this afternoon in Madrid about the exact issue that we're currently chewing on. Here's Louvu and Wagner on the change at defensive coordinator.
I think whenever you have a move like that, I think that kind of means the players are not executing at the level that they need to be. And so we just got to do better and got to perform better. We got to execute better. It doesn't matter. You know, the play calls, you know, we as players have to take onus of, you know, us being out there on the field, the coaches are out there on the field. And so we have to execute better regardless of who's calling the defense.
Yeah, just piggybacking off of Bobby saying, I feel like, you know, we just got to bring the pain to life, whatever caused it, going out there and executing it. At the end of the day, you know, just everybody doing their job.
Guys aren't doing their job nearly enough, especially those two, if we're being honest. 301-230-0980. Dan Quinn taking over the play calling duties for the final 7 weeks of the season. If the defense doesn't show any improvement down the stretch, would your confidence in Dan Quinn waver at all? Cleveland is calling from Laurel. What's going on?
No, I don't think so, Linnell. You know, he probably should have did it quicker. He probably wanted to give the guy a chance. But I mean, it's over with and done now. You know, the key things to me, I think we got to do is, you know, we have a blueprint on how to win Super Bowls. You got to go out and get somebody like John Riggins, right? And you got to get an offensive line to protect J5. You know, we saw last year that when J5 was doing what he was supposed to do, the defense didn't have to be that good,
right?
Because we held the ball, we kept the ball, so we were like 80% on fourth downs.
Yep.
So we know that can't continue, right? I mean, we knew that, but the point is, if you just put in players and see what you got now, I'm sure it's a lot of players that want to play.
So Cleveland,
let them see what they can do.
So Cleveland, just so we stay on task and answer the question, would your confidence waver at all?
No, I wouldn't get rid of him. I'm not saying get rid of him.
Would you look at him a little bit differently?
I mean, not really, because, you know, see, to me, we're still a team, you know, and really we're all a part of that team. And so I'm sure he's probably made some mistakes that he probably thought he should take back. And that's fine. But look, we got a good team, though. I mean, we got some good players. Now, the biggest thing, Linnell, you know, is they're hurt. We know that.
They're hurt, but they also don't have talent, Cleveland. I appreciate the call. Holiday is in D.C. wanting to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man.
No, my confidence in Dan Quinn won't waver at all. He's proven defensive coordinator. Joe Witt, he's just not ready to call plays. I don't know if you remember Raheem Morris when he first started. He first got defense. He wasn't ready to call plays yet. Now, he's turned into a pretty good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And Joe Witt may be over time. But all them great defensive coordinators you named, if we had any of them for the past 2 years, I guarantee you we won't still have defensive backs for 2 years in a row pointing at each other, don't know where to go, not dropping the proper depth on zone coverage. This is defense. This is the coordinator. And then if you want to blame the talent, which I agree with you, but why are you still putting these people in there? You're accepting their mistakes, telling them it's okay to still make the mistake. Why didn't you pull Lattimore? You're the defensive coordinator. This guy's not working for you. But these are options you keep going with.
And that's the only thing, Holiday, that I would say. That Holiday, and I appreciate the call. To me, when it comes to what responsibility the coaches have in this defense being as poor as it is, I think that's the number one thing I will fall back on, is their reluctancy to make any sort of significant change from a personnel standpoint. We just haven't seen it, which leads me to believe, okay, they're not executing it, but you're now leaving yourself susceptible to blame because it creates and paints this picture of you not doing your job. And I don't think that's the case. I really don't. It's frustrating, though, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Holiday also brought something else up. And I don't know if it was Holiday or if it was a caller before. And I mentioned this several times throughout the year. They want to play this bend but don't break style defensively. You can't play bend but don't break defense if your offense isn't able to possess the football. You simply cannot play that way. And this offense has not possessed the football. Last year, the Washington Commanders finished the NFL ranked 7th in time of possession. They ranked 7th in time of possession. You know where they ranked this year? 29th. 29th in time of possession. So, to me, if you're looking for reasons as to why this defense has regressed, I think the offense, whether you all can wrap your mind around it or not, I think this offense is very much a part of the problem as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Dan Quinn stripping Joe Witt Jr. of the defensive play calling duties. If this defense shows zero improvement down the stretch, would your confidence in Dan Quinn waver at all? Your calls on that next. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, our pal Scott Jackson going to join the program. The co-host of the Believe in Commanders podcast with former Redskins wide receiver Anthony Armstrong. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour as we take a 1,000-foot view at the Burgundy and Gold. But right now, I want to run through these calls at 301-230-0980. Dan Quinn stripping Joe Witt Jr. of the defensive play calling duties. The question is this. If the defense does not show any improvement down the stretch, would your confidence in Dan Quinn waver at all? Not saying you'd want him fired, but would you have a little less confidence in his ability to be the guy to get this team over the hump? I got Peter down in North Carolina. Peter, what's going on, good fella? How are you?
Hey, Linnell, great job, as always.
Appreciate you, man.
As far as the question is concerned, I actually believe Dan Quinn's an excellent coach, and whatever happens the rest of the way, I'm still with him next year. And just like you say, you're not talking about firing the man. It's too early. You got to give him at least 3 years
right, to
see what he can do. But you know what I can't figure out? I really like to know actually how many players since the beginning of this season and in camp have been injured and put on IR or injured and can't play. I'd like to have that list. If somebody could give it to me, maybe it could understand where we're at.
Well, look, Peter, they're going to call this the best tease in sports radio. We're actually going to talk about this tomorrow. I wanted to do it today, but we spent a little bit too long on Kinlaw and Payne. Tomorrow, same place, same time, we're going to rank all of the injuries and rank them of their importance level. Like, which one was the most significant, which one was the least significant? Because I do think it's big part of the equation.
It is, and I just want the list. Because injuries is a big part of it. You know, we had a perfect storm last year. We got all the breaks. Nobody really got injured. You know, and this year it's the exact opposite. It's the perfect storm for losing. And, you know, on the offense, losing Austin Eckler was huge.
Massive.
Because they really used him in a way that he was really super effective. And, you know, with McLaren, it's just a bad year, you know. And I don't blame the coaches so much, but you're right about one thing. This is up to the general manager. This team really wasn't built right this year. Took too many guesses, and they didn't work out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Linnell.
Totally agree. Pete, appreciate you as always, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. I guess I'll chew on this real quick. My confidence, I'm not going to say it would waver, but it would definitely make me look at things a little bit differently. It would definitely change my perspective if they show zero improvement down the stretch. And like I said, I'm not really expecting to see any improvement down the stretch because the personnel is the problem. You can't change the personnel at this point, but you can change the guy calling the plays. I just, like I said to open it up, I just think this is an example of Dan Quinn succumbing to public pressure because why in the hell are you going to call the plays? Can you worry about disciplining guys like Javon Kinlaw? Who touched an official and had nothing happen as a result? That's what I want you to worry about. There's a lot of things, a lot of housekeeping that you got to do as the head coach. And now that he's calling plays, remember the last time we had our defensive coordinator get fired and we had our head coach begin to call plays? Hey, Mac, I don't even know if you were here yet, but life, time is a flat circle.
Mm.
The last time Washington fired a defensive coordinator and had the defensive-minded head coach take over the play-calling duties, we got our ass embarrassed at home against who? The Dolphins. Mm. Time is a flat circle. We've literally been here before.
Someone mentioned that the other day. That was Jack Del Rio
and Ron.
Ron, yeah.
We've literally been here before. Time is nothing but a flat circle. Jaden Daniels is – let me not say that. Because I was going to continue to give you examples about how time is a flat circle. But you all would rip me for it. Jonesy wants to chime in. What's going on?
What's going on, OIC? Look here, man. Ain't no need of bringing up bad revisionist history. let's try to stay on topic.
You know what I'm saying? Stay on task.
So, stay on task, man. I mean, I'm already looking for depression pills already. Just listening to that piece right there alone. But if he can't get it done, no, I'm not going to say waiver, because I'm going to just look at it for what it is. He just don't have the talent. But something you said earlier, what you said, game record, that's what we was looking for last offseason.
Yeah.
And we are talking about, like, draft. You know what I'm saying? Not too much free agency. Draft, you are a big-time game record. We don't care where you need to find him in the first through seven, whatever. Find him. It's your job.
Yep.
Other than that, man, that's all I got, man.
By look, Jonesy, by hook or by crook, through hell or high water, find me a game wrecker. Appreciate you as always, OG. Let's go out to Rook and Landover. What's going on?
Hey, Linnell, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you calling, man.
My confidence wasn't wavering in Dan Quinn, but that's because my confidence haven't wavered in Joe Witt. And just like you, the reason that is because I'm like, just make it make sense, right? If, like you say, you know what I'm saying? I say the same thing. We don't have the players. So, like, I had some callers calling in, and in the same breath, they say, we don't have the players. We don't have the talent. But in the same breath, they say, fire Joe Witt, which don't make sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, just like, it's like Dan Quinn and Joe Witt are from two different ways, separate philosophies or something.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't he's running Quinn's defense, yes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, and like you saying that Dan Quinn is changing because of the public, I think it's because he want to take the spotlight off his boy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. They know whether they change it or not, they still had the same
they
play.
They had the same results. It's going to be the
you know
same.
What I'm saying? So that's my take on it, man. And I'm going to sit back and listen.
Ruck, I appreciate you, good brother, man. So my other thing is this, and I briefly mentioned it earlier in the show, and y'all know I'm not really scared of nothing but God. I look at this, and I don't want to be messy. I don't want to speculate. But if I'm Dan Quinn, I'm looking at AP, bro. Like, what's up, man? We cool? Are we okay? Does Joe Witt got to go leave, loose leaf pieces of paper on AP's desk, Cliff Kingsbury style? I want to know why we haven't poured more resources into the defense through 2 years here. You're now going into your third offseason, and you don't have one blue chip player defensively. Not one. It's a talent problem here in the nation's capital. And what scares the hell out of me about that particular problem, I don't know how it gets better. I don't know how it gets better. You had 3 second-round picks during the 2024 NFL draft, and right now none of them look like long-term building blocks. 301-230-0980. Sean is in Maryland wanting to chime in. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. So, hey, of course it's going to waver. It's going to waver against Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, all of them. You know what I mean? I want my team to fight. I want them to stand up and win at home. It's been terrible. It's been terrible for a long time. So, yep, it'll waver. Do I get rid of them? Nope. Got to give them time. can't just keep changing coaches and whatever like underwear. We gotta try to stick to it. But yep, absolutely we'll waive.
I definitely agree with you. Let's go to Ron wanting to chime in. What's going on, Ron?
Not much, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you calling in.
This is what I'm feeling. Let me preface it, my answer to your question, by saying this. I believe one segment of our defense has been injured all season long. That's the secondary. They can't cover anybody. And as far as Dan Quinn, head coach, can you tell me, before I say this, what type of coach is Mike Vrabel in New England?
What type of coach is a defensive-minded coach?
Yeah, is he an offensive-minded or a defensive-minded?
Defensive-minded.
Exactly. So that's probably who we should have got, but we didn't get him because he wasn't working nowhere.
Man, so this is my thing. Vrabel wanted to take a year off. Yeah, Vrabel wanted to take a year off. Vrabel wanted to take a year off after he got wrongfully fired. He was at the top of my list too, Ron. Ron, hey, look, he was at the top of my list, at the tippity top.
My answer is, I'm wavering. I probably waver even more.
And I appreciate the call. I got Fast Daddy wants to chime in. What's going on, man?
Hey, Linnell, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. I still believe in Dan Quinn. I think he is a good leader among men. But like you said, we just don't have the horses on either side of the ball, man. And, you know, I mean, is Phil Jackson the most winningest coach of all time if he doesn't got the Black Mamba and Michael Jordan?
Right,
no. So we got to give him another year, you know. But, Linnell, you touched on it. What are we going to do with these draft picks? We're not hitting on the draft picks. We don't got many more draft picks. You know, and I called you before that Kansas City game. The year is over. I want to pull every guy that you think can help us next year off the field, put every dummy on the field that we think might help us to see what they got, and we can't be like the Wizards hitting that game-winning shot, winning one more game and knock us out of, you know, a top 10 pick. We need the best pick we can get next year. I'd like to go offensive line. But, hey, JD ain't getting that $500 million if we can't protect him.
Point blank, I've totally – eviscerated the clock once again. Kevin, AP, the rest of you on the line, we'll get to you on the other side of the break. Scott Jackson going to join us coming up in this 3 o'clock hour as well. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, let's do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.